We are live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 2011 edition, here at Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, Lancaster, New Hampshire. Same place as the last 2 years, and we have been here every single year for the last several years doing live remote broadcasts, and this is our biggest year at Porkfest thus far, not only because we just hit 100 radio stations not too long ago, and we're celebrating that tonight thanks to Jason Osborne from Stakel CAI, but also because this is the longest time we've spent at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Last year it was a more of a weekend-focused event, but people just keep showing up early on. They keep showing up on Monday, even though it was supposed to be a Thursday through Sunday thing. So the organizer of Porkfest, or the organizers, decided to go ahead and officially expand it back out to a full week. It started on Monday. We were here Monday, and we're going to be here all the way through the end on Sunday. It's just an absolute blast. People are having a great time, enjoying each other's company, meeting new people, making new friendships, new associates, networking. It's a great group of folks. You don't want to miss this. If you have to miss it this year, it's not too late. You can still get up here. Go to porkfest.com to learn more about how to get here. P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Doesn't cost a lot of money to actually get into Porkfest. The most you're going to spend is likely on the gasoline to drive up, or to, you know, whatever the cost of the plane ticket
travel
might be to travel up here. But Porkfest is a very affordable event, and it's a lot of fun. People are just having fun. They're playing games. There's contests. There are people vending food items, drinks, all kinds of stuff without asking government permission. It's called agorism. That's going on here. It's just an exciting time. And
agorism, just it's Greek. Agora is Greek for market.
Yeah, it's an open marketplace where people aren't begging permission from the people calling themselves the state in order to do business. And thus far, we have not yet seen a crackdown on the part of the people calling themselves the state. There was a little brush with it yesterday where some liquor commissioner apparently sent a threat to the owner of the campground here, and the owner of the campground passed on the threat to the people that were selling the alcohol, not because he wants them to stop or cares. He's just letting them know that they're, you know, hey, heads up, there's a chance the Liquor Commission might come poking around. But thus far, no one has been shut down. No one has been arrested. Everything is okay. And, of course, if something does go down, there's nowhere else it should happen, because they'd be surrounded by liberty-loving people armed with video cameras prepared to record whatever government bureaucrats decide to aggress against anybody. And then, who knows, maybe it'll go beyond that. Maybe people will stand in front of the police cars. Maybe people will give a big hug to the person that's being arrested, so they have to pull all the other people off first. And who knows what kind of civil disobedience or non-cooperation could become possible with hundreds of like-minded people around. I mean, in Keene, New Hampshire, when they were arresting a friend of mine for drinking an alcoholic beverage in the park, there were about 20 people standing there, and I encouraged people to stand in front of the police car as they tried to kidnap this young lady, and four, including myself, of the about 20 people came out to do it. So if you've got 200 people standing around, maybe about 40 people will engage in civil disobedience. I don't know. We've never seen that kind of level of possibility before, and I don't think the state agents want to find out.
Yeah, not at this place. They don't want to do it here.
Yeah. So, we're here. We're talking to interesting people here on the third microphone tonight, as we do every single night from Porkfest. But it's also open phones, and you can still dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231 to bring up anything you want. But Angel Clark is with us here on the third microphone. And one of our radio affiliates is WGMD-FM in Delaware. It's the Beach. It's the
Rehoboth
Beach.
Rehoboth.
That's
what
I was looking for. Rehoboth Beach in Delaware. Huge signal, though. It covers much more than just Rehoboth Beach, which is these days a relatively small area. It's a nice FM talk station that's been on board with the show for a while now. They had us on Saturday nights live. They're now taking us weeknights, and they take us from 9 to midnight. So they take our third hour, which is this hour, live, and then they run the first 2 hours in delay. And that's because you're on
From 7 to 9 p.m., yeah.
Correct. So you're their local host, and it's one of those stations that does it right. They actually have a lot of local talk show hosts on this this station, which is unusual for most talk stations, period, but even more so unusual for a station in a smaller market, which is pretty great.
Yeah, it's actually fantastic. We get to focus a lot on local politics, local news. We still talk about the national stuff, and we still have some national syndicates, but it's a community station, which is, it's great. You don't see too much of that now.
Is this your first talk radio gig?
It is.
What's your show called, by the way?
The Angel Clark Show. You can find it on Facebook. It's all about me.
So the, of course it is. So the Angel Clark Show, first time ever doing talk radio.
Yeah.
And how did you break into getting a nighttime show in on an FM talk station?
I lucked out. It's a small town. You know, I've had a blog for a few years, SussexCountyAngel.com, because I live in Sussex County, Delaware. And you know, it's such a small area that I guess, you know, they found me through that. But you know, if you don't mind, there's actually something else that I kind of wanted to talk about.
Sure.
Instead of my show, because Mark brought up a few days ago a story out of Texas where a mother is now a felon because she spanked her child. And he mentioned this could be one of the biggest stories of the year.
Wait, had she been convicted? I don't recall that part.
Yeah, she pled.
She pled guilty.
Okay, that's right.
5 years probation. She spanked her child. And I'm not saying you should or should not spank your child.
I'm saying you should not.
But I'm saying you have the right to spank your child in a situation where the prosecutor said it was a simple spanking case. There were no bruises, no belts were used,
right.
And she is now a felon. 5 years probation. She still has not gotten her three children back. She's had them gone since December.
Right. You imagine, I mean, this is how we're told that you're allowed to discipline your children in the United States. She's had no warning, whatever. Her kids are taken from her for half a year now. And what's she supposed to do?
This is her first offense, actually.
Yes.
I did a Google search, and from what I understand, this is her first offense. And it's kind of ridiculous. And one of the worst parts also is the judge chastised her in court in his official capacity. He said something like, you know, you don't spank your children.
We don't spank kids these days.
Yeah.
While at the same time, there's another news story where a government school principal is giving kids spankings on their birthday.
Yeah, like happy birthday, here, have a spanking. But if you're a parent, you're not allowed to spank your child without the government interfering.
Right. And I'm sure there are other government schools where they still have spankings. They had it when I was growing
up. Yeah, they did. They did. I may or may not have been paddled a few times.
It is an outrageous story. There's no doubt.
It's stunning.
It drove me insane, and just it seems like it's something that not a lot of people in the media are talking about. I've only seen a few stories about it, and it's an example of the government getting too much power and people not activating in their area to get involved and tell them, no, this is not okay. Maybe I don't spank my child, but you don't tell this mother not to spank her child.
Yeah, this is a great example of where Mr. and Mrs. America sit on their big fat bottoms and do nothing.
That's right.
When things...
Well, it doesn't affect me.
Right, but it absolutely does affect them. Most parents, I suspect, or at least a good portion of them, choose to spank their children at some point or another. And if they could only imagine, only put themselves in the position of this poor woman who's had her kids taken away for half a year for doing this, they just don't believe it. They think, well, something else was going on. But they don't. They just choose not to look at it.
She must have been one of those drug users.
Something, yeah. Well, she's Mexican, so that's a problem, right?
Maybe she's illegal.
They all look illegal, don't they?
And well, any excuse to do nothing. I mean, any excuse to be inactive and, as you say, just continue to sit around and pretend like it won't happen to them. Because that's really what the people believe. They believe that even if they are people that spank, they can still kind of, you know, pawn it up. Well, it won't happen to me. You think, oh, what are the odds? I'll get caught for it.
Well, obviously, the odds are going up. Clearly, there are judges out there that are changing the law right there from the bench. I mean, they call it legislating from the bench, and I tend to not want to use trite phrases that are used on talk radio, but that's exactly what that guy did. The law allows, in Texas, for corporal punishment. This woman did nothing unusual.
Well, and it's also one of those situations where it's tough to come out in favor of the person because the individual in question is doing something a lot of people do disagree with. And so it's hard for somebody, like for me, I don't agree with spanking. I think it's incredibly bad policy for parents to do that. I think it teaches kids that violence solves problems. But I also understand that people need to be free, that if I want to be free, that I have to allow others to be free. And that means I have to allow others to make family decisions that I might not make if I were, you know, if I had a family.
People don't
get that. They're not willing to do that. They can't get behind somebody that they don't agree with. And that's too bad, because I can defend people that I don't agree with.
You can not agree with the person, but disagree with the judge.
Yeah.
Like, it's very easy in that situation to disagree with the judge.
Angel, do you want to stick with us for a little bit here?
I can, yeah.
All right, more with Angel Clark. She is the host of the Angel Clark Show over on one of our affiliates, WGMD-FM, in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. There's more coming up here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2011 edition here at Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. We'll also take your calls about anything coming up, 800-259-9231. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated. So send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in and bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You can go over there and you can grab archives. In fact, they go all the way back to late 2006. Plenty of MP3 files, all as many as you want. Just go and click and download. They are completely free. You don't have to jump through any hoops. You don't have to log in. You don't have to pay any money. It's all right there at freetalklive.com.
The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle is an affordable, versatile, and reliable rifle. It'll deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It is compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where a rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have. If you can have only one, you can go see it at Ruger.com and get it at your local gun dealer.
So we're here with some of the interesting folks that are populating the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It would be impossible to interview everybody, but we do bring some select folks up here to chat with us. And Angel Clark is with us. It's her first time at the Porcupine Freedom Festival and first time in New Hampshire, if I'm not mistaken, Angel.
Yeah, actually it is. I'm amazed. Not only is Porkfest amazing, but the view, it's so beautiful
oh,
here.
Gosh.
It's amazing. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, the White Mountains, I mean, we're literally right across from the White Mountains here in northern New Hampshire, and it is incredibly, it's an incredibly beautiful view, no doubt. You're a radio talk show host on WGMD-FM, which is a talk station. It's one of our affiliates, and
yeah.
It's a station that I would say is ahead of the curve. It's a station that, you know, clearly I like stations that add Free Talk Live, right?
So, yeah, naturally.
Yeah, they had the vision, the program director there, Dan Gaffney, the morning show host, had the vision to take Free Talk Live a couple years back for Saturday nights. And then at some point, not too long after that, I think he brought you on board for to kind of head up the weeknights. When did you start doing the
Angel
Clark
actually,
show?
I just kind of started maybe about 4 or 5 months ago, so
okay.
Relatively new.
And he found you online through your blog. Has been reading your blog and just decided at one point, hey, this would be somebody who has an opinion, and talk radio is about putting people who have strong opinions on the air, and he gave you the opportunity to come in and host a local talk show, which is great, because a lot of people in this business, I mean, we go to the conventions every single year, and the common complaint is, there's no more farm team in radio. Where are we going to get the next generation of talk show hosts from?
Right. And they complain about it while I have none on their air.
Right. And this is an example of a radio station where the program director has actually taken the time to look out in his community and identify potential opinionated people and actually give them the opportunity to share their thoughts on the air, which is great.
Yeah, I'm actually one of the youngest female talk show hosts on the FM in the country.
Hmm.
And the only female talk show host on the FM in my area as well. So they did a fantastic thing for me, giving me the chance to do this because, let's be honest, I am younger, so I would make mistakes that maybe someone that's been on the air for 20 or 30 years wouldn't necessarily make or say things that could possibly get them in trouble, but they decided, hey, we think that she can do it, and they gave me a shot.
It's the older ones that get in trouble for saying stuff on the air.
I've noticed that.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's really no defense. The idea, you know, you need young, fresh opinions. Talk radio is just chuck full of old people talking.
If you're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which kind of suggests that you are familiar with the ideas of liberty.
Yeah.
So what's your personal path to liberty? How did you get on this track?
Actually, my significant other helped a lot. He was very involved in politics for most of his life, and he kind of helped me to realize that, well, it's not really just what you watch on TV. Because the family that I grew up in was not very politically active. They weren't very aware of what was going on. In fact, my mother to this day only went to my website after I got the talk radio gig, and I've had the website for like 2.5 years.
Wow.
She's like, what's the address for your website again? I'm like, Mom, really? Mom, thank you. I love the show of support. But you know, I come from a very a small town area as well, so it's very easy to get active and get involved because there aren't many people that are involved, and we've literally had a mayoral race that was won by 20 votes. And,
wow.
And had a total of 125 votes, like, a few months ago.
That means it was separated by 10 people. 10 people would have made the choice in the other direction.
Yes.
I mean, so, you know, local politics, you can really have an effect as opposed to sort of national politics.
So it was your husband that brought you into the ideas of freedom.
Oh, yeah, he kind of introduced me to them, yeah.
Very cool. So, you know, just to go back real quick to the story you were talking about earlier with the mom that is now guilty of a felony for spanking her kids, pointing out how it's difficult for folks to feel like they can get behind somebody who's done something that they might find detestable or wrong. That's one of the things that Americans need to get over when it comes to achieving freedom. It's so easy for people to look out there and look at what's happening to folks, like this lady getting arrested for that, or them banning trans fats or foie gras or something else, and just to say, well, that doesn't affect me, so therefore I don't care, or that person did something I disagree with, so I think they should go ahead and get their punishment. But they need to be able to understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free. But sometimes it's hard to get behind those folks. Like right now in California, there are students at a California high school been asked to turn in their yearbooks after a photo was discovered inside of two students possibly engaged in a sex act. So they're threatening these teenagers with child porn charges if they continue to have to possess their yearbooks, basically. Now, who wants to stand behind child pornographers, right? I mean, that's the idea here, is if you're going to support the students in this, then you're supporting child porn. And it's very difficult for most people to say, well, yeah, I support their right to, look at whatever they want to. But I do.
Yeah, but the problem isn't the students. The problem is the people trying to take back the yearbook. It's like the dance party at TJ's. I went to that. Not because I wanted to dance at the memorial, but because they said I couldn't.
Yeah. Did you dance?
I didn't. Because I had a video camera, and I wasn't there to dance. I was there to support the people that were dancing. Dancing's not really my thing, but how dare they tell us we can't dance at the Thomas Jefferson Memorial?
Absolutely.
I mean, he was the dance master in chief.
the idea that you're supposed to be reverent standing in this memorial is so ludicrous. If anybody's been at the Jefferson Memorial, you're going to see fourth grade classes running through, screaming, climbing on things. Hey, this isn't a particularly reverent place. And so this is just the bureaucrats protecting other bureaucrats' decisions. It has nothing to do with principle.
Since you bring up the D.C. dance party, there's another one I'm sure you've heard going to be on the 4th of July, Independence Day. They're going to have Independence Dance Day at the Jefferson Memorial. It's going to be a much longer kind of event. But I don't know if you've met Ed yet, Eddie Free.
I have not yet, no.
He's one of the guys that was arrested in the original crackdown on the dance party. He was the guy with the long hair that got up while he was in handcuffs and continued dancing. He's actually here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So I want to make sure we hook you up with him before the end of all this. Are you going to be here throughout the weekend?
Yeah, I am. I'm really excited. It's been great so far.
So he's cool. Plus, Adam Kokesh, who was the guy that was body slammed, should be here, I believe, tonight or tomorrow. He's going to be here pretty soon as well, so. So that's cool. Angel Clark, what's your blog site again?
SussexCountyAngel.com.
And people can go and listen to your radio show how?
WGMD.com. But if you go to The Angel Clark Show on Facebook, you'll find all the links there.
Perfect. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight. Nice to meet you. 800-259-9241, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still time for you and your thoughts. Uncle Sam has actually just arrived in the studio. You can bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. Plant Skid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use Plant Skid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. Plant Skid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. Hear from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2011 edition. Go to porkfest.com to learn more about it. It's not too late for you to get up here. PORCFEST.com. So much more to come here at Porkfest. We'll try to touch on a few of the things that are yet to come Friday and Saturday on the itinerary. Room full of people that love freedom. And we are so glad that you're here. A lot of you, brand new faces. We've never seen you before, and it's great for new folks to come up and experience New Hampshire and experience, more importantly, not just the beauty of New Hampshire, but the community of liberty-minded people that are here and the people that are coming here that are planning to move their lives from wherever it is they're coming from and come here to New Hampshire to get active, to achieve liberty in our lifetime. In fact, we go to the phones before we continue here with another special guest. Andrew is listening in New Hampshire. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to touch on, you asked yesterday's show about whether or not giving away alcohol in New Hampshire would be a felony.
Yeah.
And it sure would be, or it would be against the law, and it sure would be, and it would be a Class B felony if you offered for sale or distributed or bartered or exchanged with another without first registering with the Secretary of State or obtaining a license from the Liquor Commission.
Wow, you can't buy a 12-pack of beer and hand it out to your friends?
Well, if you take a very strict reading of the law, then no. But I mean, wow. The likelihood of them prosecuting you for that, you know. But
well, this is the statement made, right? That they won't prosecute you for it. But what about this lady in Texas that we were just talking about that got prosecuted for spanking her child when the Texas law allows corporal punishment? Mm. The fact is, Andrew, and I know that you know this, is that the government agents, if they feel like it, will turn on you in a moment. They'll use whatever excuse they need, and this obviously is a perfectly good excuse for them.
Indeed, which is why when hypothetically share alcohol with friends, if they want to give me money, they can buy food or help me defray the cost of a party by purchasing food, but in no way chipping in for alcohol, because I just don't want to leave myself open if. Somewhere down the line, someone gets a bad idea and wants to, jam me up for something.
It sounds like it doesn't make a difference whether you sell it or give it away. I mean, so if you're having a party and you're giving beers to your friends, you're committing a second-degree felony in the state of New Hampshire. And if that is a strict reading of the law, it only goes to show that we have incompetent boobs, and this is across the nation, not just in the state, and around the world. These people can't write laws that we can't break. I mean, the supposition is, as I've seen this written, is that the average American commits a felony three times a day. Now, these same people will shake their fist at you and say, quit causing problems, you darn activists. But these people break the law and they don't even know it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and the...
Go ahead.
Yes. Oh, I was just going to say that in New Hampshire, a lot of people have made the mistake in saying that wine and beer is not controlled by the state of New Hampshire, and it certainly is in two different ways, other than having to have the license. And the reason for the license is for beer, there's a 30 cent tax per gallon on every on all beer that's sold or should I say distributed in the state of New Hampshire, and it's collected at the distribution level. So, the consumer doesn't see that directly in the price, but
it's there.
Certainly there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Andrew, why aren't you at the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
Well, that's a good question. Unfortunately, with scheduling vacations, decided to take a trip with my wife for our first anniversary with the baby. But maybe next year we'll all come up.
Look forward to it, man. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Still enough time for you and your thoughts, but we're actually bringing someone back from last night. Kevin Innes was our final guest on last night's program, and there just wasn't enough time to do you justice. Which, of course, justice hasn't been done in your case at all.
That'd be a real rarity for you.
But Kevin Innes is here with us. Welcome back to Free Talk Live, Kevin.
Thank you.
You just got out of jail not long ago. When did you get released?
May 6th.
May 6th, and you were in there for 23 months of your life because you dared to engage in business transactions using silver and gold as your choice of currency. That's essentially why they put you in a jail cell.
It was done voluntarily, of course.
Correct.
That all these people that I know of knew exactly what this was, and it was alternative currency. It was currency as talked about in the Constitution that we're supposed to be using, apparently.
We're talking about the Liberty Dollar. I was a Liberty Dollar associate. You were a Liberty Dollar regional currency office, meaning
Correct.
You're kind of one of
yes.
the higher level distributors of it. But you weren't the only regional currency office. Why did they pick on you?
I think the reason was there was a FBI agent in town. Needed business, like any business. They want to have the rest people business. They were investigating the Patriot movement in mm-hmm. town. Robert Clarkson was very successful fighting the IRS on procedure. They didn't like that very much. And he beat the FBI and the IRS on a number of occasions over the last 20 years. So they were investigating him, and they won't divulge the information to me, but it seemed like they needed to beef up their budget a little bit. Well, hey, who else can we investigate in town? Hey, they need business, right? And so,
you were in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Right.
Because no other regional currency offices were attacked like you were.
Correct? Right. And then they used me as a stepping stone to jump to the national office. But as far as a nationwide search of the company and arrest of these, there was only four people arrested.
Right, it was Bernard von Nothaus, two of his office staff, and
right.
you.
Yeah, right. one regional currency director.
And
one,
because,
that was me.
And because you happen to become, because you happen to be coming from Canada, you're originally from Canada, they said, well, he's an immigrant, and so therefore he might run back to Canada, so we need to hold him in jail until the trial, which ended up being
23 months later.
Months.
Right.
What happened with the trial? What was that all about?
Well, I never had a trial.
What?
They made, no, there was no trial. They made two different offers to me. Of course, the first threat was 45 years.
Mm.
Uh-huh. That's quite a while, right?
On what charge? Counterfeiting?
On counterfeiting and passing a false instrument is what they call uttering. And so, as I was mentioning last night, they offered a plea to me of 14 months after I'd already done six in county jail.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, I'm not going to lie to defend myself. That's perjury, right? So I'm going to stick on my principles, and I'll go to trial. So, that's a crapshoot. You never know what's going to happen. You know, they try to threaten you with all kinds of repercussions if you go to trial. As though you're penalized for going to trial? I mean, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I suspect they're right, actually, that it is a crapshoot. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, and so after 8 months, they offered me 6 months. Well, I'd already done 6 months. No thanks. I'd still have a federal felony charge. So I'll go to trial. Thank you. But thank you for your kind offer. That's way down from 45 years. And so, but if I declined the plea of 6 months, why would they still consider me a flight risk? Because if I was a flight risk and got out on bond, why would I want to go to trial to anyway, right? And so it was...
Right, you'd already served the amount of time they wanted you to serve.
Right, and so it didn't make sense, but... Logic to them. So no logic, no reasoning, but compliance of order.
Okay, so how did you end up getting out? You said there was no trial. How did you end up getting out of jail?
They 2 weeks before the trial that was supposed to take place, which I had a very good public defender. She was the head of the public defender's office for Western North Carolina. She chose to take
Well, you don't
case.
Hear that too often. I had a very good public defender.
No.
Those aren't words that I'm used to hearing.
Right. Well, we seemed to be on the same page, and she was ready to fight tooth and nail because she didn't think I was guilty of the charges as claimed. And the private investigator was also very much on my side. But they came up and said, well, do you want to? It still is it a crapshoot. What are you offering? They said, well, what's better than a felony, a misdemeanor? What's better than that? Okay, dismiss all the charges. How about... something better. I'll talk about it after the break.
Oh, good sell there, man.
I'm leaving this job. I mean, for goodness sake, if the interviewee can sell like that, I need to get out of this chair.
There's more coming up here in moments with Kevin Innes, 800-259-9231, 23 months in prison for using gold and silver as a currency. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live from Porkfest 2011.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful
powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective. Even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oregano P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oregano P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. We might have time to slip you in here in the remaining moments of this program, but if you don't get in tonight, call tomorrow, because we do this every single night of the week. And this week, we're doing it from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Porkfest 2011, PORCFEST.com. That's where you can go to learn more about this event. It's still not too late to get up here. We still got a full day on Saturday and Friday, plus a little bit on Sunday. Great chance for you to come up here and meet the Liberty community, the group of people that could become your friends and neighbors if you join the Free State Project and make the move to New Hampshire to achieve liberty in your lifetime. Because I know where I came from, liberty wasn't even close to happening. Up here, we actually have a shot at making it work. It's not the Free State yet. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. And the more people we can have here on the ground in New Hampshire, the quicker that can happen. The more people come here, the more advancement will happen. The more people will take notice of what's happening here, the more will come. It'll build like, you know, the snowball rolling down the mountainside. So we continue with our special guest here in the studio tonight. Kevin Innes is with us. Relatively fresh out of a jail cell after having spent 23 months in jail because he was facing charges regarding counterfeiting. The federal government claiming that by using the Liberty Dollar, which I was an associate of, I had Liberty to have and had Liberty Dollars, which are actual one-ounce silver pieces. There was a warehouse receipt as well, which was like a paper version where it essentially said that the bearer of the warehouse receipt would be able to claim the silver that that was theirs. And they went after you mostly for the actual one-ounce silver liberties, as I understand it. They're claiming that, well, it's got a picture of the Statue of Liberty on it, so therefore you guys are trying to pretend like this is this is U.S. currency, which, of course, is a bunch of nonsense.
Since it was purple.
Because, well, no. The silver pieces were actual silver, but you're talking about the warehouse receipts in that case. But the silver pieces, they're saying this is an attempt to look like U.S. currency, even though it had an 800 number on it. Sometimes it had a website on it. There was nothing that was similar at all about it. Plus, it looks different because it's not made out of a bunch of junk like the U.S. Currency is. It's actually real silver. And it was obvious to me and obvious to people that actually held it in their hands that something was special about this. And you obviously agreed. You became a regional currency office for the Liberty Dollar because you thought it was that special.
Yes, and people that I had showed it to before I became an regional currency officer, they said, yeah, that's pretty cool. Where'd you get that? I mean, you don't say that with regular money.
No, no.
And so, wow, silver? Is that silver? Wow, it's heavy.
Yep.
You don't say that. Paper money or something that you usually get every day, you wouldn't be surprised.
Those little pieces of tin they pass off as quarters.
So you get charged with felonies, essentially the idea that you're going to be counterfeiting. They put you in a jail cell because you're from Canada, and they say that you might
get bonded. Right.
You might be a flight risk, so you're sitting in jail waiting for trial. During this time you're waiting, they come to you with two offers. One is better than the other over time because you turned down the first one and then you turned down the second one, even though the second one would have resulted in you getting out of jail immediately upon acceptance,
right,
just simply with a felony conviction.
And I get deported to Canada.
Ah, that too. So then what happened, I mean, to get you out after 23 months?
Well, I was presented with an offer. They said, well, what's better than a felony? Well, misdemeanor. What's better than that? How about dismissal? Well, not quite dismissal. Okay, what do you got? And because do you just want to go to trial and thumb your nose at the authorities and just stick up for what you've been talking about all along, or if you got all that you wanted, hint, hint, wink, wink, nod, nod, or something like that, you know, if you want all that you wanted, would you accept some kind of offer? So, well, I'm not giving any promises until I see what it actually is. Mm-hmm. So, well, it's a petty offense. A petty offense is like a parking ticket. A $300 fine is what it ended up being. No parole or probation, and all the federal charges would be dropped. Well, I wrestled even with that because I believe that what the Liberty Dollar, what I had been promoting, was an honest form of currency as the founders of this great nation have talked about from day one. What can we do to put the power of voluntary, meaningful exchange between people, not legislated. It's beyond the point of saying nothing but silver and gold will be used as a form of a currency. Is that not what it says?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I accepted the plea that they claim, and I'll read it off to you. I've got it right here. And that is, William Kevin Innes, did possess with the intent to sell, give away, or in any other manner use, without the authority of the Secretary of the Treasury or other proper officer of the United States, any token, disc, or device in the likeness or similitude as to design, color, or the inscription thereon of any of the coins of the United States. Now, after all that gobbledygook, what is that? Under the authority of... Okay, I did possess. I agreed to that. Under the authority, I did not ask for the authority of the Treasury, the Secretary of the Treasury, because, as was shown out in trial, their attorney firm that does all the legislation for them doesn't give approval. They're not, the public is not their client. Their client is the Secretary of the Treasury, right? So even if we had presented it to them, it's unlikely they would say yay or nay, because that's not, they don't do that. So that was an impossibility. So I had to, of course, it was not without their authority. Or other proper office of the United States, anything that looks likeness or similitude. Those are two different things. Hey, words have meanings. Two words that sound different, that, you know, spell different, are different words. Precision in language is fundamental to law. So what did Robert Clarkson, the great man, do? He said, look up terms and read case law. You do that long enough, you'll know the mind, the legal mind, and how they approach a topic. So likeness is different than similitude. Similitude is when there's so much similarity between them, you have a hard time telling the difference. It's that close. That's similitude, legally. That's my understanding. I'm not a lawyer, but all the things I've read are that likeness can be...
The lawyers don't know what they're talking about anyway.
Yeah. Well, Richard Kornbore says, what does he say about lawyers? They're lazy and stupid. He's never seen a really properly written motion in.
These guys clearly didn't want to go to trial, right? I mean, they kept coming back to you with offer after offer after lowered offer after lowered offer. They finally come back with this petty offense, which, you know, you're going to get out of jail. You don't have probation. You don't have anything.
And they claim that it's similar. It's likeness. So that's their choice. That's not what I'd think. But it's not a felony. It's not moral turpitude is the term.
So you walked out of jail after taking this this agreement, after 23 months of your life had been stolen from you. Are you bitter? You seem like you're a pretty happy guy.
Events happen in our lives for a reason. And I seek to find out how I can better my life, whatever it is. So each day that I spent in jail, it was now, as much as possible. Not thinking about the past, not thinking about the future. Don't have any control or can experience those. But if you think of the present and keep acting on your convictions, you'll have the life you want.
Wow. That's outstanding. Now, unfortunately, it's not over for the Liberty Dollar. You are out of jail, and that's good news. And the charges, most for the most part, have been completely dropped for you. But Bernard von Notthaus, who is the guy who created the Liberty Dollar, has been convicted. He went to trial. The jury there did find him guilty of these counterfeiting so-called crimes. And he's now facing what looks to be as many as 25 years behind federal prison bars. As I understand it, he has not yet been sentenced at this time. But that is the next step, is the sentencing phase
right.
of this.
Only when sentencing is taking place can he then apply for an appeal. There are some other things that are in the motion and the works, and we'll see how that develops.
Right. He is going to appeal. I mean, that certainly makes sense.
Right.
But, man, what a disappointing outcome that these people on this jury were convinced that somehow Bernard von Notthaus, who created the most popular alternative currency in America's, recent history, one of the most useful concepts to come across, is a counterfeiter. It's outrageous.
Yeah. How to take that or turn it around. There's different events that happen in the process of our movement to raise consciousness. You encounter challenges. They're an opportunity, really. To find out more of the power within you and find the power of your community. And that's one of the good things I found about this community, too, is that folks were mailed to jail would send letters from you, all of you, which was very sweet.
Mail to jail is an incredible service that one activist came up with, and he's the guy that does it. He's unfortunately was unable to make it to Porkfest this year. Mike Barsky, mailtojail.com is where you can go. And I know Bob Constantine was speaking today about his 60 days that he spent in jail. And he says every day he looked forward to the letters that he got from folks sending them through mail to jail. And it mostly focuses on New Hampshire-based activists. You are one of the exceptions to that. Mailtojail.com is where you can go. There are people in jail right now that could use your attention and could use some kind words and some thoughts from you. They would really appreciate it. It's free to you. Mail to jail covers the cost, but there's a donation link there. Hit the donation button. Send them some money to cover the cost of the postage. And Kevin Innes, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live again. We'll see you tomorrow night from Porkfest 2011.
Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.